Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Parent's Guide to Financial Literacy for Kids by Stuart Vick is a practical non-fiction guide aimed at helping parents teach children the basics of money management in a simple, structured way. Rather than assuming adults need a background in finance, the book is designed to make financial education approachable for ordinary families. Its central purpose is to show how children can learn to earn, save, spend, and give through everyday routines, visual tools, and short activities that make money concepts concrete. Based on the available book description, the guide emphasizes hands-on learning with jars, age-appropriate earning ideas, simple budgeting habits, and basic decision-making strategies around spending. It is positioned as an early financial literacy resource for elementary age and preteen children, but its practical framing also helps parents who are learning these ideas alongside their kids. The book belongs to the growing category of family financial education books, with a focus on usability rather than technical complexity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Earn, Save, Spend, Give model as the book's core teaching framework. The most distinctive feature of the book is its use of the Earn, Save, Spend, Give framework as the foundation for childhood money education. This structure matters because it translates a complex adult subject into four simple actions that children can understand and repeat. Instead of beginning with abstract lessons about investing or credit, the book starts with practical money categories that can be applied to real allowances, gifts, chores, and small purchases. That approach helps children see money as something they direct, not something that simply appears and disappears. The framework also creates a moral and behavioral dimension, because giving is treated as a normal part of money management rather than an optional afterthought. In practice, this model supports parental consistency. Families can use the same four categories to talk about every source of money, whether it comes from chores, birthdays, or first paid work. The result is a disciplined but accessible system that builds habits through repetition. Secondly, hands-on jars and visual tools turn abstract money lessons into concrete habits. The book appears to rely heavily on jars and other hands-on tools to teach children how money works. This is an important design choice because young children often struggle with abstraction. A savings goal, a budget, or a giving plan is easier to grasp when it is visible and physically divided into separate containers by using jars. Parents can help children immediately see the consequences of choices. Spending reduces one jar, saving builds another, and giving becomes a deliberate decision instead of a vague idea. This method also reinforces consistency, since children can return to the same system each time they receive money. The book's strength here is not novelty, but clarity. It avoids advanced financial vocabulary and instead relies on visual reinforcement, which is appropriate for early learners. In educational terms, this is a low-friction way to establish financial routines. It helps children internalize categories before they are asked to manage more sophisticated tools like bank accounts or digital budgets. Thirdly, age-appropriate earning ideas teach that money is connected to effort and value. Another major topic in the book is helping kids understand earning through practical, age-appropriate activities. The description highlights seven ways for children to earn money, including traditional chores and more creative, child-driven ideas. This matters because many children first encounter money as an allowance or a gift, which can obscure the relationship between effort and compensation. By linking earning to work or service, the book teaches a foundational economic lesson: money is not just spent, it is produced through contribution. The inclusion of multiple earning ideas also suggests flexibility, which is useful for families with different household structures, ages, and expectations. Parents can adapt the model to what is reasonable for their children, rather than forcing a rigid core system. That flexibility makes the book more realistic than advice that depends on a single household routine. It also helps children compare easy, occasional tasks with more sustained effort, which begins to build an early sense of value, responsibility, and initiative. Fourthly, simple budgeting and impulse control are presented as daily decision-making skills. The book treats budgeting not as a technical exercise, but as a practical habit that children can learn without spreadsheets or calculators. That approach is significant because it lowers the barrier to entry for both children and parents. Instead of overwhelming families with numbers-heavy instruction, the book appears to frame budgeting as a sequence of choices: how much to keep, how much to spend, and what each decision means for future options. The emphasis on impulse buy busters shows that the author is also concerned with in-the-moment spending pressure, especially in stores or online. This is a useful distinction because children often know the idea of saving but struggle with immediate temptation. Teaching impulse control early gives them a decision-making filter they can use repeatedly. The inclusion of quick games around needs versus wants also reinforces this lesson in a more engaging form. Together, these elements show that the book is not just about money categories, but about helping children practice self-control, patience, and comparison before making purchases. Lastly, the book also coaches parents, not just children, through money conversations. A notable dimension of the book is its support for parents who may not feel fully confident teaching financial literacy themselves. This is important because many educational books assume the adult reader already knows the subject well. Here, the emphasis on parent confidence boosters suggests a more practical and realistic model. The book helps adults learn alongside their children. That makes the guide more accessible to families who want to start financial education but do not know where to begin. It also reflects an understanding that money conversations can be awkward or inconsistent unless parents have language and structure to rely on. By offering simple explanations and quick ways to respond to tricky questions, the book reduces hesitation and makes financial education easier to sustain. This parent-centered layer differentiates the book from child-only workbooks because it recognizes that the family environment is the real teaching context. The goal is not merely to inform children, but to give adults a repeatable framework for turning everyday moments into lessons. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, and homeschooling families who want a straightforward way to introduce financial literacy during the elementary or preteen years. It will also be useful for adults who feel uncertain about teaching money skills and want a clear starting point rather than a dense personal finance manual. The practical benefit of the book is that it breaks money education into manageable habits: earning, dividing, saving, spending, and giving. That structure makes it easier to build consistency at home, especially when children are young enough to learn through repetition and visible systems. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for its simplicity and its parent-first framing. It does not try to cover every financial concept. Instead, it concentrates on the earliest habits that shape later behavior. The use of jars, games, impulse control strategies, and easy earning ideas makes the content feel usable in daily life rather than theoretical. For families seeking a hands-on introduction to money that feels concrete and age-appropriate, this book offers a focused and approachable model. If you would like to support Stuart Vick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description.